Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Royals hosting the Astros. Dallas Keuchel scratched from his start prior to the game due to illness. Dion Diaz taking his place. Plenty of Salvador Perez fans in the crowd for this one. And KC pick it up in the second. 1-0 Houston. It's Diaz facing Chesler Cuthbert.
Now Chesler. But he lines one into left field and into the corner it goes. Perez around second on his way to third. The ball is stuck in the corner, and now Perez heads home, and he will make it. So yeah. Cuthbert doubles in Perez, and now Escobar up there. They're going to get another run. So Escobar says, take that with your one or my 177 average. He comes through. Cuthbert scores, and the Royals have taken the lead. And now the second big league at-bat for Ramon Torres.
Let's see if he can do it.
And he got a base hit! His first major league hit, his first major league extra base hit, and his first major league RBI.
Way to go, kid!
The Astros have the tying run at the plate. Here is Gurriel, who two nights ago homered off Herrera. 1-2 pitch from Herrera. Fastball, swing and a miss, and that's the ballgame. So the Royals win it by the score of 7-5.
Delvin Herrera with his 13th save as the Royals take it 7-5. Jason Vargas wins his third straight start, allowing two runs in five innings. Chesler Cuthbert, two hits and three RBIs. George Springer extends his hitting streak to 12 games in the loss. The Royals take out the Astros. Manager Ned Yost spoke after the game.
Alexander was throwing a tremendous sinker today. When he struck out Beltran, the ball kind of caught him on the thumb and dinged his thumb a little bit.
Anything would be too good.
Just day to day. I mean, now we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
What do you think of Vargas' performance?
I thought he scrapped. Command was off, but he finds ways to grind through it, and he did today. And that's a mark of a good pitcher, is that, you know, when you don't have your best stuff, you can still grind your way through it, and that's exactly what Vargy did.
What were you thinking when you got the news that Keuchel was scratched?
I was hoping at first that he was okay, but it was just AJ came over and said that he's been sick, been throwing up, and okay.
In your
glad
mind,
we don't have to face him.
In your mind, no need to change the lineup at that point.
Did I change the lineup?
I said there's probably no need to.
Did I change it?
No,
there
you did
no
not.
There was no need to.
Well, I guess there was no need to then.
How about the job that Jack did in that eighth inning, to basically getting two clutch outs?
Yeah, two outs, really. Just did a great job. You know, like I said, Alexander came in when he had the five-run lead, ended up striking out Beltran. Then, McCann got the base hit, then a couple of toppers. But he was really throwing the ball well, 94, 95 miles an hour, tremendous sink on it. I was thinking about bringing in Jack for Springer at that point. But, you know, with the sink at that, you know, that Alexander was having on the ball, plus with the fact that righties were hitting 103 coming into the night on him. I'd let him face him, and he just totally lost his command, wasn't even close. So Jack had to come in a really, really tough situation with the tying run at the plate, and, got the ground ball, that tough play. Eske couldn't make it, and then another ground ball to Cuthbert to end the inning. So it was a great, clutch pitching performance there by Jack.
Speaking of clutch, all the two-out hitting today must have been.
Well, seven runs on two with two outs, and what's impressive, the bottom of our order has been struggling so much, and six RBIs at the bottom of the order tonight was Eske, Cuthbert with three RBIs, Eske, and Torres coming up making a nice major league debut.
Ned, when you make that decision to not make a change, what goes into that? Is it that everybody's ready to play already that's going to play, or you're
at that point? Yeah, I mean, there's just too much. You know, guys are. like Gordy, you know, Gordy goes through an extensive routine and it's like 10 minutes before the game's supposed to start. And I didn't mind giving Gordy a day off anyway. So wanted Cuthbert to play back-to-back games. I didn't see any need to make any changes.
Impressions of Torres in his debut?
I thought he did a great job. I mean, he didn't get anything really defensively, but a couple of hits, hit the ball hard his last at bat. You know, he's got his first major league hit out of the way and, you know, was a participant in a winning ball game. So it was good.
A nice game for Chesler Cuthbert. He finishes with two hits and three RBIs.
I just want to know what the thought was in the dugout. You're getting ready for one of the best pitchers in baseball in Keuchel, and then a last-minute change. What were you thinking?
Well, I came out here well-prepared, and like when I had to find out like he's not pitching, I decided to keep, like, just try to do good in front of all the best fans in the major league right now.
So just keep that same approach and get out there. How about for you personally? I know it was a rough start, and you're getting adjusted to a new role, but you're really hitting right now. What's been the difference?
I just try to keep every day, keep working hard, and just try to get better, and just try to help the team to get a win. And like every time I have my opportunity, I just try to do what just to help the team win.
How much did last night help to be able to come back, and now you're here tonight with even more offense? What's the confidence like for this offense right now?
I think we're doing a good job, like Wade, Moose, Huss, everybody, Sal, King, everyone, Boniface, everybody doing a really good job. Also, the starting pitcher, like, doing a really great job, so keep us there to win more games.
Everybody doing a great job, and hey, you're a hot hitter with that new haircut, so keep it nice and tight.
Yeah, thank you.
Up next, the series against the Astros concludes on Thursday with Jason Hammill on the hill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.